Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
When your health matters most, trust South Central Regional Medical Center. From family care to life-saving treatment, our team is here for you. Find our services at scrmc.com. South Central Regional Medical Center. Excellent care and service, every patient, every interaction, every time.
Trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply, new location, same trusted service.
More free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, everybody, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour is on the air. Bob and Kelly, we're in the Southern Bancorp studio. Dima today at the press conference out at the Pete. We'll be hearing from him a little later. Also later in the show, good extensive interview with the Bull, Matthew Russo. And we hope you'll stick around for all of that. Opening segment sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit, a great place to eat tonight. A great place to cater your next event, no matter whether it be sporting-related, church-related, business-related, Dickies does a wonderful job. Well, don't look right now. Let me just tell you guys, the baseball team is not the sport right now with the most wins at Southern Miss, and we're proud to say it is our softball team. And Coach Natalie Poole graciously joins us. She and the ladies are actually on their way to Troy right now. After beating Nicholls State 5-4 last night, exciting contest. Already, Coach, 23 wins on the season with this young squad. And, well, first of all, congratulations. And just tell us what is working so well.
I appreciate it. A little bit of everything. I think that we've been playing for defense all year. I've been really proud of that all the way through. And so that's always good because that helps us be in the ball games. And then we've had some good pitching performances and some moments that have kept us in ball games. And then when we haven't, you know, offense has kind of turned up for us. And so, like, I think the combination of having good defense behind our pitchers, them feeling like our offense is going to do a good job for us, and we've been able to put those pieces together. And so, combo.
You know, Coach Poole, when you talk about your team defensively, top 15 in the country in fielding, but when we talked a little bit prior to the season, you really thought that the bats were going to be stalwart, and I thought you guys got kind of out to a slow start hitting-wise, but if you did, man, they've figured it out, because, I mean, they are putting up runs, a bunch of runs this past weekend in a series win, season sweep over Nicholls now, and Hannah Christian, for example, now recorded her fifth multiple hit game this year. I mean, they are now swinging it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it maybe took us a little minute there to kind of figure out who we were going to be there, but I do think they have figured it out, and we continue to have conversations. We've been really, really good with getting people on, and our average, whenever we have runners on, at times has struggled, but they definitely, over the last few games, have done a better job of knowing the position they're in and managing those moments better and more productively.
And to put things into perspective, too, the series win this past weekend, mounted mm-hmm. with the season series the weekend before, that's the first time in 12 years that a Southern Miss women's softball team has won consecutive series in conference. And this is probably the youngest team that Southern Miss has even sported. So a lot of this isn't adding up, Coach Poole. Such a young team is playing so well. 23 wins. You've already tied your record for wins in a season, and you've got 20 games left to go. How are these young kids? Man, it just doesn't make sense.
They're fighters. I think that's the fun thing about them, is a pretty determined group. And so when they see themselves not perform well, it's not where they want to sit. And so they've responded really well in instances like that.
How would you describe the way Jolie Hayes is playing right now?
Really great. She's very confident at the plate. not feel confident whenever she goes up there that she's going to make something happen. Very good hand-eye coordination. I think that she chooses well what she's going to swing at, and she feels confident. And she looks confident when she walks into that.
So you guys are headed to Troy this weekend. What do we know about the Trojans?
Mm-hmm. Pretty speedy team. They run the bases a lot, aggressive. So they've got a good combination of some speed with a few kids that have some power. So that's the way that they'll look. And I think that that's the way that they like to teams get their speed kind of moving. And then maybe some of the bigger kids come up and do a little swinging behind them. So pretty aggressive team. He likes to run them a bit. So Casey Bennett, who's pretty well behind the plate and throwing quite a few people out, he's attempted. She'll be busy this week, probably.
Well, they can't steal first base. So let's just let's just hope we keep them off base.
Right. Coach, so
I'm sorry, my pitcher's got to do that.
We've documented the youth of the team and the record, but I'd really like for you to tell us, how is this team different than, say, the team last year? Where has this team improved the most in the past year?
Mm-hmm. I would definitely say, you know, resiliency and just their ability to fight. Where I felt like at times whenever things weren't going well, we struggled to figure out what it was going to take to do it. And then we had a hard time kind of physically backing it up. And these kids have quite a bit of determination. And physically, they're backing up what they say they want to do.
Right. Well, we were talking earlier this week about your team on the show, and we were talking about how well we thought you had put the schedule together early in the year, a combination of very challenging non-conference teams, but also some teams in there that you, I guess, knew if your kids went and competed at the top of their game, they had a real legitimate chance of winning. That combination mm-hmm. seems to have given this group a lot of confidence going into the league season.
Absolutely. I think definitely think it's been a difference maker, just them believing that they're capable. So even in moments where they might think that they should struggle, they feel confident enough to be able to greet the moment the way that they need to. So I like how our schedule set up this year. There have been some tough moments, but also some other moments for them to really, really thrive. And I do think it's been a good combination.
And when you go into Troy this weekend, you talked about they can't steal first base and that it's up to your pitchers. Madeline Graham got the win last night, the slinger from Stringer 2.0, the daughter of a Heath Stringer.
I'm sure she loves that.
Thank you.
She'll thank you for that.
She upped her record to 8-4, but obviously she's, man, is she overperforming? Coach, Madeline Graham, how would you describe her effort on the mound this year? I think we might have lost her, Bob.
Yeah, Coach and her team are traveling to Troy. We'll give it here a second and see if that cell signal picks back up. This is kind of the chance we take when we catch them when they're on the road like this.
The good thing about live radio is its immediacy. I mean, that you can literally go on scene, but sometimes the technology doesn't want to.
Well, we'll blame the we'll blame the phone company.
And we lost her.
I think we lost her. So
we got the gist of it.
Let me see if I can get her back real quick. You go ahead and let our folks know what's going on.
Well, Madeline Graham, she got the win last night against Nichols. That was a season sweep against Nichols, and that hasn't happened very long. They beat Nichols in February down in Thibodaux 7-3 and then won the game last night 5-4. And as we mentioned, Hannah Christian had her fifth straight multi-hit game. So she's obviously picked it up. One of the things that the Eagles had trouble doing early in the softball season was just putting the ball over the fence with home run power. But last weekend, you know, two double-digit efforts in conference wins, and again, two consecutive conference series wins. It's the first time in like 12 years that that has happened. So really playing well. And Natalie Poole with a record of 23-13 this year. They've got 20 games left to go, and they've already tied their win record under Coach Poole. So I was asking you, Coach, about Madeline Graham on the mound and how she has performed based on your expectations.
I think for us, you know, our hope was that she would be where she is right now and learning a lot in a period of time. And, you know,
Okay, we're just we're not going to be able to get that call. They're going to Troy. If you've been to Troy, with all due respect,
right,
you go through a lot of very, very rural area, and I suspect that's what happened. But in summary, the softball team, as you said, 23 wins with 20 to go, the most they've won in Coach Poole's era here. They have to be very, very encouraged about that program.
And again, it just doesn't add up, because normally, what is the euphemism when a coach says their team is really young? What are they trying to tell you?
That we're not going to be very good.
That's right. And it doesn't seem to matter which sport. When they coach speak, when they say, you know, we're really, really young, that means don't expect much.
Yeah.
Okay. But when Coach Poole, prior to the season, she said, as young as this team is, she said, I think they're going to be able to hit better than any team we've had so far. She said, I think they're going to be able to play better defense than any team we've had so far. And they've proven that. Top 15 in the country in defense. And although they struggle to hit for power out of the gate, they have picked it up with a lot of home runs here in the last three or four. So this series with Troy, if they win a third series in a row,
it'd be something, wouldn't it?
It really would be. Good for them.
So congratulations to the ladies. 23 wins, as we've been telling you. Troy this weekend. Opportunity to come out of this thing. See if you won the series. 25 wins already. Congratulations to Coach Natalie Poole. She's been working hard with those kids, and it's paying off. All right, when we come back, he may be the face of the Southern Miss baseball team this year, and he's certainly Kelly's favorite. We're going to be talking to the Bull next.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
To the top.
All right, this segment is sponsored by Eagle Tire West out on Highway 98 West. That's where you find quality Goodyear products, full truck and auto service, big Southern Miss supporters, family owned since 1985. You're in the need for tires? Work on your car. We strongly suggest that you go to Eagle Tire West, Highway 98 West. All right, No news breaking here that the baseball team's been in a bit of a batting slump, and we saw that again Tuesday night. The day before they went to Starkville, had a chance to sit down with really one of the team leaders, Matthew Russo. He talked about the batting slump and a number of other things, and here's what we got out of Bull.
Early on in the year, I was putting a lot of pressure on myself, and past couple of weeks, I really just tried to relax and be the type of player that I am, take what the game gives me rather than going out there and trying to do it all. And also with that, my swings felt great the whole year. It's just the results haven't been there. Me just swinging at bad pitches where I could just take them, stuff like that. It's never really been a swing thing for me because I really haven't worked on my swing. I've been more working on my mentality. So with different players, it's different things. Some people, like my 2 years ago, my sophomore year, it was genuinely my swing. Like my swing just wasn't ready. And then we made some changes, and then I was able to pick it up towards the end of the year. But yeah, this one was weird. It was my mentality that I had to switch. Just trying to do too much. But like I said, different people, different scenarios with that. I had to put a lot of trust in my teammates. Not trying to do too much for myself rather than doing it for the team. Trying not to be the best player for the team.
All right, dramatic moment this past weekend when they walked Davis Gillespie. I've never seen anybody walk anyone intentionally to come to you. You make them pay, and the place goes crazy. Did that feel as good for you as it felt for all of us watching you, Matthew?
Oh, most definitely. I get why they did it. It was a They have a power lefty on the mound, and naturally left on left for me is just not as statistically good. And the guy struck me out my first at-bat against him. So I get it, and Davis has been hot. But, yeah, I was happy to put a good swing on a ball, hit it hard right back up the middle, score two runs. It was a big moment. A lot of run support there, giving us a little gap between us and them. And, yeah, it was a big moment. Happy to be back providing in those big moments.
I was thinking about this interview on my way over here, and you played behind Christopher Sargent, who was one of the great hitters of all time here. Were you able to pick up a lot from watching Christopher Sargent play first base?
Most definitely. I would say a lot of those guys, that whole those older cats whenever I was a youngin', Danny Lynch, Dustin Dickerson, you try to take bits and pieces from all of them and allow it to play inside of your game. Sarge was definitely a great hitter, hit for a lot of power. And he was very clutch, as people know that. So, just trying to see how he acts in those clutch moments and taking that, seeing how calm he is up there, not letting the game get too big. And I would say I have that in my game as well.
And now you're on the opposite end of that. Now young kids are looking up to you. You're one of the faces of the baseball team. What have you been able to share with the youngsters on the team?
Yeah, some of the young guys, I mean, I go through – well, new pitcher comes in, we look at what type of stuff he has, and we'll go over the approach, and I'll approach Gray Eubanks, for example, and ask him what he's going to look for, and then tell him what I'll be looking for in certain situations, and just hoping that I get that done. That way he gets to trust in himself, knowing that I got it done doing my approach. You just try to give bits and pieces of the information you got from those older guys as a young guy here and give it to the young guys for the next generation of guys for them to teach. So Coach Oz loves a player-led team, and I think it's very powerful as well. And when you have these older guys giving bits and pieces of their brain and their baseball knowledge to these young guys, it's very powerful.
I asked you at the start of the year what it was going to be like to be one of the faces, one of the leaders of the team, one of the faces in the community for the baseball team. How's that going?
It's been a blessing. I didn't realize how I didn't think this would be happening whenever I came here as a freshman. But it's honestly a blessing just seeing the fans cheer you on and knowing your face. It's just like it's unbelievable feeling. And the amount of kids that come up after that Sunday game, it's a blessing. My parents and family members have to wait 30 minutes for me to get done talking to all these kids, and they love it. They appreciate it, too, and just the way that they've embraced my family as well, it's a true blessing.
Yeah, these kids attack you like they used to attack Danny Lynch on Sunday afternoons, right?
Oh, most definitely. It's awesome. It's really awesome.
All right, 19-5 off to a red-hot start. Been in the top 15 all year, number 3 RPI as you and I are sitting here talking. Did you envision this?
I knew that we had now that we're in conference, I knew that this would have been the toughest non-con schedule since I've been here. And with us playing the games that we played and doing well in those games, it put us in a good spot early on. So, I envisioned us playing well, doing our thing, playing our game. And I didn't realize how high up in the RPI we would be. I don't really pay attention to that. I'm just trying to win games. But, compared to other years, I think we're higher than we were. So this team's very talented. I think everyone knows that. We're gonna have some ups and downs. We know that, but we're just gonna attack every day, one day at a time, just not letting the bad days affect the next day.
The sky's the limit, though, isn't it?
Oh, most definitely. This team—it's probably the most talented team I've been a part of. That staff's deep, and the hitters are hungry. You know, so we're excited to get going again tomorrow. So it'll be fun.
Would you agree, Matthew, you've got such a pitching staff on this team. If you can put up 4 or 5 runs a game, you're going to win almost every game you play.
Yes, I think statistically that's what's shown. This staff, they're very talented. Like you said, the sky's the limit with them. But not only that, they want the moment, which is awesome to see. There's not a guy that goes on the mound that looks scared, no matter the situation that they get called upon. We have guys that have endured so many runners coming into on the mound and just closing the door, just like it's nothing. It's really impressive because I'm out there cheering them on. I've got different things I say to different people to keep them locked in. Some people need a lot to say. Some people I'm really just, hey, do your thing. And they all just want the moment, and it's so awesome to see.
All right, final question. I want you to keep that Matthew Russo smile on your face all year, but have you begun to think at all about the fact this is your senior year?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, it is. Yeah, and I'm just trying to take it day by day, embracing it all, embracing the practices, embracing the workouts, just embracing the time in the locker room. You know, I know I'm not going to get this again, and just trying to enjoy it all, enjoy it with my family, enjoy it with my friends, and enjoy it with these guys because they're a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
All right, finally, describe what the ride's been like for you.
It's been everything. So many ups and downs. Just coming in, I wasn't ready for college baseball at all. And playing, just waiting my time and knowing that what the game is now with NIL and the transfer portal. Just being here for 5 years. Guys come up to me when they get on base against us rarely. They come up and talk to me at first, and they're like, "You've been here for all 5 years." And I'm like, "Yep." And they're like, "How has that been for you?" I'm like, I just don't regret it one bit. I mean, it's been such a journey. And they're always just telling me how rare it is to see a guy stay for 5 years. And I never really realized that because it's just what I did. It's just what I did. And it's just what people have done before me. And but it's been a blessing. The amount of time and the coaches have invested in me and just allowing me to go have fun out there. It's just, I owe everything to them and the university and the fans, just embracing my family. It's just, it's indescribable how much this place means to me.
And you do know how happy everybody is that you have been here for 5 years, right?
I think so. I think they like the emotion I play with. They like the energy I play with. And that's just the type of person I am. That's the type of person I've always been. And just trying to take it all in, and that's just how I'm going to be out there. I'm going to be loud and obnoxious and having a smile on my face. That's just who I am.
It's been a great pleasure watching you. We look forward to a lot of great play out of you between now and the end of the year.
Appreciate you, Mr. Brown.
Okay, thank you, buddy. Yes. Kelly, you love this kid. What is it about Matthew Russo you like so much?
Because if he were to break down his story, there isn't anybody that has been as low as he's been or as high as he's been. He's got to experience every type of emotion you can possibly experience in sport. And when you see what he's been through, lesser kids would have given up a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
And just said, "This isn't for me."
Yeah.
You know, God's telling me I need to do something else.
Yeah.
And he just never quit,
right.
Never gave up. And it's so good to see the good guys win every once in a while.
Yeah. This is a kid that he was playing behind Christopher Sargent. They weren't going to take him off the field. He volunteered to be the bullpen catcher just so he could contribute to the team when he knew he was never going to see the field. How many kids would do that as opposed to saying, "Well, I'll tell you what, I'll just enter the portal and I'll play somewhere next year"?
And he did that with no expectations.
And no promises of any kind.
No, and he took that, what most people would consider, dare I say, a grunt job,
mm-hmm.
a job that very few people want.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a chance for him to be part of something bigger than himself,
right.
And put the team ahead of himself. And that's what I'm saying. That's what I just love about his story and love about him as a kid, is that he didn't allow negativity to determine what the outcome of his story was going
to
be.
Yeah, and I don't need to tell you this. I know how emotional fans get. I get pretty emotional about it myself. But when you're around them, you're always reminded that they're just what you just said. They're kids. They're kids. And Matthew Russo is one any parent would be proud to have.
And we live in a culture now where quitting seems to be really easy to do.
Yeah.
And he just didn't do it. Refused to.
He did not. All right, Super Talk Eagle Hour continues after the break.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, everybody, welcome back. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Oak Grove, Mississippi today. Bob and Kelly going to join Dima just a couple of minutes. He's at the presser with baseball. Forest Health reminds you that keeping up with your favorite team, baseball, softball, is fun, but you're the most important player. Now get an annual physical. Be sure your health remains as good as it can be. The experts at Forest Health can help you with virtually any medical issue. Closer to home, foresthealth.org. Kelly and I talk about it all the time. We're so fortunate to have that facility here in Hattiesburg. As we are our dear friends at MCS Home Center, Home Repair, Home Remodeling, Home Construction. everything you need for your next project, home, lawn, or garden. It's at MCS. But there's more than that. They sell appliances. And, Kelly, I am destined after the show to go out there with my wife because she's discovered that they have a nursery where they sell plants for your yard and, you know, your house and stuff. So I gather we're going plant shopping at MCS Home Center today.
Well, I about had a heart attack because when you said nursery, I thought Angela's a little old to be having kids.
My chest is hurting. Just yeah. The thought of that made my chest
yeah,
hurt.
Yeah, different kind of nursery. I'm going, oh, no.
No, don't even about recommend that. No.
Okay.
Mo Babe and Yay Company, 2902 Hardy Street. Check out their Facebook page. Delicious beignets cooked when you show up. Great coffees and assorted drinks. And Kelly always knows what the topping is. Do you?
Although I don't today.
Oh, come on,
switch
Kelly,
them out
let me down.
I know. I'm sorry. I'll have to find out.
Kelly will get the crack Eagle Hour investigative team on that. Are they here? Oh, yeah. They're all back in the back.
Actually, with all the powdered sugar that winds up on my face, I think people think I was doing crack when I walk out of
right.
there.
Like, you look like Rick James when you had that contest with Luke that time. Hey, and don't forget about our podcast. You can catch it on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or Alexa or Siri. I have to tell you this, Kelly. I got a message yesterday from a really loyal listener of the show, and unfortunately I didn't see it until after the interview with Travis Creel, but I responded to him, and so he gets back with me and tells me how much he enjoys the show, very, very kind about everything about the show, and he said, give Kelly Santer a 10-year contract. So I won't be communicating with that listener anymore. I'm kidding, of course. I'm kidding.
I was going to say, my mom passed away, so who would it have been? I don't know.
Well, he likes you, and he communicates with me a good bit about the show, and those are the kind of people we love.
Yeah. Right?
That's why we do this. And by the way.
Yes.
Let me tell you, Kelly Santer.
Okay.
Next month, you know, I should really know the exact date of this, but I'll be getting this.
Well, I do know that the next month is April.
Talk for just a minute, Kelly. Let me get this exact.
Okay. Well, while I've got everybody's ear, look, to me, there are three, you know, big days of the year: Easter and Christmas for the spiritual aspects. If you're a Christian, but today is the opening day of Major League Baseball. I mean, there was a game last night, but today a lot of games are being played. The teams that don't play today will open tomorrow, and to me, you know, Congress doesn't pass a lot of laws anymore because of the fighting. Two that they should pass is a national holiday the day after the Super Bowl, so that those of us that really enjoy celebrating the Super Bowl can recover from the day before. But I think opening day of Major League Baseball should be a national holiday, to where dads,
I agree,
can keep their sons at home and they can watch their favorite team on any, you know, platform that they can now. It's just something. My son today, who's a pitching coach with the Chicago White Sox, texted me this morning in all capital letters, said, happy opening day. Yeah. Because I would pull him out of school.
Nothing like opening
day. That he and I could watch the Detroit Tigers on TV together, and we still talk about that today. Some of our best memories were opening day games together.
You know, I have memories, and this is how old I am, going back to when the Washington
Senators
played.
Sure.
And my dad taking me to Senators games. And back then, they played a lot of doubleheaders.
Right.
And, man, such great memories.
Did you ever get to see Frank Howard play?
Oh, I did. Yeah, Big Frank.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Either knocked it 480 feet or struck out on three pitches.
That's him. The very same.
But we watched the first game, and then there'd be like a break, and we'd go eat hot dogs and junk food and what have you, and watch the second game. And, you know, when you get late in life, those are the kind of memories that are so important to you. So I know exactly. I know exactly what you're saying.
Now, the Senators, didn't they become the Minnesota?
Texas Rangers.
Oh, they did, not the Minnesota Twins. I guess that was the Seattle Pilots that became.
Sure. Texas Rangers.
Okay.
Yeah. My wife and I were actually talking last night maybe about driving out there one weekend this year and watching the Rangers play a couple games.
Now that we know she's not pregnant.
Yeah. I don't think afterward. All right, Kelly, here's what I was going to tell you.
All right.
April the 4th.
Okay.
April the 4th. The official 10th anniversary of the Super Talk Eagle Hour.
Is that right?
The first show was April the 4th, 10 years ago. And so I'm going to try to get some of the original guys, the great Jim Stump Taylor here.
And yeah.
Obviously, Luke Johnson needs to be a part of that show.
And Dr. Luke Johnson.
Dr. Luke Johnson. Hall of Fame Dr. Luke
yes,
Johnson.
Yes.
His title's gotten very, very long. And we're going to really celebrate that. It's remarkable, but man, 10 years, Kelly. How fast has that gone by?
And, you know, we should have it at a public venue, too, where listeners who've been with us that long could come and just
put them on the air.
Enjoy that time together. Yeah.
Anyway, so congratulations to you and everybody that's been a big part of this show. Certainly a lot more people involved in it than me, but it's something that you and I love doing a lot.
For sure. Just the love of sports. And in some other headlines today, not necessarily Southern Miss related, but something that you all need to know about, LSU is reacquainting themselves with Will Wade, who has resigned as head basketball coach at North Carolina State. He is headed back to LSU. So you see that it can happen where disgraced coaches can wind up going back to a school that they coached at earlier.
Now, did he have a checkered past there? I'm not really familiar.
Yeah, okay. There were some problems there.
So who might you be insinuating?
I'm not going to say, but his initials are Donnie Tindall.
When Jay decides to retire.
Of course, yeah. Of course. And I know that when you say Donnie Tindall, it gets the hackles up on a lot of people.
Oh, we're fixing to get some messages.
I'm just saying, all right, that could happen now that LSU has made that move. And we talked about the opening day of Major League Baseball, and according to a lot of Major League players, you should enjoy this season.
It's hard to believe.
Because the 2027 season is not going to happen.
That's hard to believe.
It just doesn't look like it's going to happen because the collective bargaining agreement between the players and the owners is up December 1st of this year, which, of course, this season is okay. But next year, and there is just no end in sight. Neither team – now – we're a long way away, okay? But according to the players, they are united and they are not giving in on what they want, and the owners say the same thing. At the players' negotiation meetings amongst the teams themselves, player reps have been telling their teammates, start saving money now because we're not going to play next year.
And there's trouble brewing in the NFL, isn't there?
The referees have broken off negotiations with the owners in the NFL. So the upcoming NFL season is probably the way it looks now. Of course, anything could change, but the way it looks now, the officials on the field are going to be what we used to call scab referees back in the day, referees that would either break the picket lines or they would have to get some other officials, whether they be UFL or college officials, to referee NFL games. So the business side of sports is rearing its ugly head on more than one front. The NCAA basketball tournament continues tonight with some great games as the regionals after this weekend. We're going to know who the final four are. The games starting tonight at 6:10 features Texas against Purdue. The 6:30 game, Iowa versus Nebraska.
That ought to be a ball game.
A battle of the Midwest. And then at 8:45, Arkansas versus Arizona. Arizona, the number one team in the country. And then the last game of the night at about 9 o'clock will feature Illinois versus Houston. The other games will be played tomorrow. My Iowa State Cyclones will be playing Tennessee on that other side of the bracket tomorrow in Chicago. But again, by this weekend, we're going to know who's going to play for it all.
Who do you think is the best team left?
I think Houston is the best team in the country.
Really?
Yeah, and I base that on I've seen Iowa State play Houston and Arizona. Houston is just so talented.
Iowa State is pretty daggum good themselves.
They are, but Joshua Jefferson, their star player, he's going to be a game-time decision, but usually that means no, that he's probably not going to go. Mm-hmm. They'll say that to kind of keep the other team guessing, but he had a foot injury last weekend, and I just don't see 1 week of rest making that big of a difference.
Is Nebraska the Cinderella at this point since they had never won an NCAA postseason game prior to this year?
I think so. And Fred Hoiberg, you know, former Chicago Bull, former Iowa State Cyclone, and former Little League player of mine, is the head coach at Nebraska now. And going back to play Iowa – and he, of course, played at Iowa State, so the Iowa State-Iowa thing going on there.
So he has area connections?
Well, to me, to Iowa, sure. Yeah, he's from Ames, Iowa.
Oh, in Iowa.
Yes.
In Iowa you coached.
Yes, that's right.
I did. You. So you've done that a long time, haven't you?
I have, yeah. And man, back he was 9 years old, and his hair was just white as snow. Mm-hmm. And a great athlete. And he's had some heart issues over the years, which kind of surprised me that he's still coaching in a very highly stressful environment. But
He's got him rolling, boy.
And Nebraska was always known for what sport, Bob?
Football.
Yeah, well, not anymore. Appears the basketball now is king over there.
Demon Mixon, give us a live update from the presser this afternoon at the Peach. Stay with us.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back. Fourth segment of the Eagle Hour every day, sponsored by Jewel Masters down on Highway 98. That's where you go with your gold, your silver, your old coins, your old jewelry. Man, gold is pretty valuable these days, and you'll get the top dollar for your gold at Jewel Masters. Nobody's done it longer than Marty Vick. Never a more honest or better man around than Marty Vick. He even likes Kelly. He does really like you. It's very strange.
Just don't tell people you're going there with your gold. You'll get mugged before.
Oh, and that listener, so go to Jewel Masters, and that's where you'll get the top dollar for your gold. And for that wonderful listener that suggested I give Kelly a 10-year contract, Kelly turned it down.
Yeah,
Kelly, at Kelly's age, you don't think in terms of 10-year stretches, right, Kelly?
1 year is pushing it, you know. But thank you for the kind words.
Yeah. Now, Demon Mixon, he thinks in terms of like 40, 50 years because he's a puppy. And we're proud to have him on our team. He just left the presser. And got any breaking news for us, Demon?
No breaking news, thankfully. The only interesting piece of information is Coach Ross did say – the rotation will change this weekend. The pitching rotation will change this weekend, but he was not ready to announce who the starters would be. So I guess we can all kind of just sit here and think about it. But sounds to me like Graydon Harris on Friday and then Saturday and Sunday are both up for grabs. So that's interesting. Some injury news. Matthew Russo, I saw him out there today taking batting practice, looked fine, and Oz said he should be fine for this weekend, so that's
good.
Pretty good news.
Good.
And then Higdon, they said that Oz said that, you know, still working to get him back. He might come in some capacity this weekend, but it might be another week for him to get back onto the field. So that's the injury news. Yeah. And then as far as the pitching rotation, that will change this weekend.
All right, so Dima, a point of clarity, Graydon Harris is going to start on Friday, or that's what we're projecting?
That's what we're projecting, but okay. That's pretty certain. I mean, I would be almost shocked if that wasn't the case. It's just the Saturday-Sunday starters, obviously, the question.
Now, last week, Coach Oz said that he was playing a little gamesmanship with the Trojans because they had given a TBD for both Saturday and Sunday. Do you think that any of this might be gamesmanship? Do you think he knows exactly which way he's going to go now, Saturday and Sunday?
Yes, yeah, he knows. He knows exactly what he's doing. He hadn't told the players yet, so he didn't want to get put out until he told the players.
Right. Well, the injury thing is something we've talked about all year. It affects every sport. In football, the NFL, generally the teams in the playoffs are the ones that have players standing. Baseball, not quite so bad, but, boy, injuries can change the complexion of things. So, number one, you really need to get number seven back in the batting lineup. And number two, you can breathe a big sigh of relief because, Dima, you had heard a rumor last night that Russo was going to be out for a while. I don't think you ever bought that. That's what you indicated to me, but that's good news if he's okay.
Yeah, I heard somebody, you know, told me that it might be a little bit of a lengthy time back from him. And Oz even told us that today. He said, listen, I was concerned because Russo does not ask to come out of games, and he asked to come out of that game on Tuesday night. Mm. So that was very concerning, but everything looked good. And I saw him with my own eyes taking BP today, and he was hitting it out of the park. So Okay. I mean, you know, that's good news. And the only thing with Higdon is I just wonder if sometimes with those, you know, those hamstring issues, they can just linger. And so I don't know if that means he can come in for a bat or two, but you really just don't want him running out in right field to possibly re-aggravate it, if that makes sense.
No, you're exactly right.
I think the the most important piece of information is, though, that I did ask odds if the media could get 10 bats against Graydon Harris, 10 at bats with Graydon Harris. And I asked him if we would be able to foul it, even one pitch off. And he looked at me in the face and said no. It was a blatant no.
That's probably the easiest question he's been asked in a long time.
Probably is.
No doubt.
And he's not shy about giving you a direct.
He said no. And then he said no. And then he said, well, I mean, if you just guessed right, you might have fouled off.
I'm going to guess, Demon, you tell me how far off base I am. I'm going to guess that Camden Sundstrom will start one of the weekend games.
Yes, I think so, too. We talked to him today, actually. They brought Sundstrom over for an interview, and I asked him straight up. I didn't ask him if he was starting, but I asked him straight up if he likes coming out of the pen or to start better. And he actually said he likes coming out of the pen, but he said, you know, starting's fun, and he's done it before. But he ended that with saying that, you know, he wants to do whatever they tell him to do, and all he wants to do is compete.
Of course, he has
the four-pitch mix. If I had to guess, and I'm sure we'll know here in about 30 minutes, but if I had to guess, I would say Harris, Sundstrom, to be determined, if I had to guess. Sunday, I think, is going to be a TBA, just for what they have left.
Yeah.
That's what, if I had to guess.
It's unusual. I mean, it is unusual, but also, I guess, Dima, you can afford to do that when you have the number of quality arms the Golden Eagles have.
No doubt. I still think they need one more starter. I think they need somebody to take that step, but they have time to figure that out. But you're right; they have so many arms that, you know, you can have an opener and still, you know, be in good shape.
All right, good report, my man. What do you say we go eat some tacos tomorrow at 12 o'clock at Fuzzy's?
I already got my countdown on. I got to show up an hour earlier than Kelly, though.
That's exactly.
They run out of food when I get
there. All right, buddy. We'll see you tomorrow at Fuzzy's Tacos.
All right.
Dima Mixon, everybody. We will be at Fuzzy's tomorrow, and Glenn Dyer is going to join us. Excellent, excellent writer that covers Southern Miss sports. Justin Harris will be on the show with it.
And we're efforting Adam Whitten, the play-by-play voice of App State.
Justin Harris is a former college baseball player. We'll ask him about that tomorrow. All right, looking forward to being at Fuzzy's. We love those guys. See you tomorrow. Southern Miss.
To the top.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.